What's going on? Episode 46 of Building and Scaling Online Courses. Today we're going to talk about cash crunch. What to do when you accidentally spend all your money on your business. Let's do it. All right, driving to lunch right now, so don't have a lot of time. Let's talk about some stuff that happens on the not so good side of things. So I like to put these podcasts out there to help people, maybe if they're starting some type of online business, courses, education, or they just need general kind of marketing advice. I like to throw that content out there, but also like to talk about what happens when sometimes things don't go as well as you planned. So let's dive in. So I lately have been focused a lot on sales. I've got targets for like, hey, let's do this much sales for these products or these courses. And I have like a Zapier automation that anytime we have a sale on our platform, it updates a spreadsheet, and that spreadsheet updates some reports. And I look at that every day to say, hey, are we above our targets like for this part through the month, or are we behind, right? It's good to have some metrics to look at like that. So I'm very focused on sales. And spending wise, I just hadn't really thought about it too much, because typically if I look at our ad spend on Google, Facebook, as long as those are profitable, that's usually our biggest expense. So I'm like, okay, if those are profitable, then we're good. There's not much other to worry about because everything else is pretty cheap. Well, I didn't really factor in the facts that I recently had hired a new person, and they cost me about, let's call it $4K a month-ish. And then I also had gone to a conference and brought another employee with me. So I had to pay for two hotel rooms, two flights, two conference passes. Then when I was at that conference, I hosted a dinner for Drone Launch Academy, kind of people who are in our community. It was like an 8-person or 10-person dinner. I got like a private room at this nice restaurant. I tried to make it nice and do things for people. Again, these are things that are good, but I wasn't watching the cash flow super carefully. So, all right, so let's add it up. So I got $4K on a new employee that just started. And I knew I could afford that, although it might be, you know, a little tighter. Obviously, I'm taking $4K out of my profit every month with the hopes that they end up helping bring in more profit. So I got $4K, and then the conference was about $1,000 per person for hotels. It was also, let's say, $400 for flights. So let's say per person. So now we're in it at around $3,000. And then the conference for each person was also about $1,000. So now we're in it for about $5,000. And then the dinner that I hosted for all the drone launch people ended up being about $1,700. So now we're in it at like $6,500, $7K. We'll say with other expenses like food and stuff while we were there, $7K. So I got $7,000. And then we've got another $4,000 for the employees. So now we're at $11,000. This is like additional spending that normally wouldn't happen. Then I booked another conference for myself in Houston for like drones and energy. That was, we'll call it another 1,500, maybe 2,000. So now we're at 13,000 of extra spending. And then we're also working on finishing developing our high school drone course that we're hoping to get plugged into a lot of places, kind of like fall 2024. We've got some great deals that we're working on for that, and just the process takes a while. So I don't know, I've probably spent another $2,000 on that. So I don't remember where we are. I think that's about $15,000 of additional spending this month. And that's about what I usually try to pay myself for, you know, drone launch. Like on a normal month with not a lot of like extra promotions and stuff, drone launch should hopefully clear at least that much. And so when I went to pay myself this month, I was like, oh, I don't have really a bunch of extra cash to transfer over. Now, it's not quite the end of the month yet. It's May 30th. We got some other stuff we're doing right now, another course that we have been working on updating, and we're about to run kind of a deal on that. So I'll give updates on that. But that should generate some more interest and some sales there. But so far, it was like, oh, well, I guess this month I'm living off of savings. And I guess that happens sometimes when you're trying to grow the business. Because I could do activities to only maintain the business. I really wouldn't have to have, I could probably fire half my staff if I just wanted to maintain the business. And I wouldn't have all these extra expenses or anything like that. If I was just like, hey, let's just do normal marketing and let's just chill and kind of be in maintenance mode, I could probably make a lot more profit. But I feel like I would be shooting myself in the foot on the kind of 2 to 3 year time horizon, because eventually, you know, what you're doing won't work anymore, or you'll get squeezed out, or other people will come up with better things. And at least that's my hypothesis. So I really want to continue to grow 2-3 years into the future. So I'm trying to build things and create relationships and go to these conferences and kind of stay ahead, so that what we're building now will pay off 18 months from now, 2 years from now, and will be hopefully 2, 3, 4 times as big as we are now. But that takes, you know, decision making to sacrifice shorter term profit and kind of reinvest that into more assets in the form of people creating assets for you, like curriculum that you can sell, books, videos, new courses, memberships. All that stuff requires either a lot of time from you or time from other people, and time from other people costs money. So you got to figure out, I only have so much of my time that I can give, so I have to hire other people, and that takes money. But I think it'll be worth it. But I just wanted to share that with you, I'm cranking down on the budget next month. We're trying to focus on only cash now activities, so we can start to put money back into the accounts versus just staying at net zero and spending all of our money. Because while that's okay for 1 month, if you have several months like that in a row, it starts to get a little dicey. So you got to balance that, especially being bootstrapped. You can only use the money that you earn now. So there's no funding. There's no financial backers that are going to keep you afloat while you're developing all this stuff. You have to figure out how to make money now while at the same time building things for the future. So it's a tough balance. But yeah, it's fine. Just keeping a sharper eye on everything we spend and be like, hey, is this actually, do we need this right now? Is this going to help us make money now? Or is this kind of like a big extra thing? So I want to cut down on those for a little bit, and then, you know, just balance that. So, all right, that's my update. This episode all about the cash crunch and, what happens when you maybe don't look as closely as you should, or, you know, it's partly a failure to plan, but also just like, I don't even know if I would have planned, if I really would have done anything differently. Maybe not. So, all right, that's it. See you next time.